The Seattle City Council is set to vote later today on legislation that would ban most employers from asking about an applicant's criminal history. KUOW's Patricia Murphy has this story.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime? The answer may be simple, but according to some like Sharon Jones, the ramifications are complicated. The single mother told a council committee she's raised two children on her own. Jones says she's worked her entire life until she got in trouble with the law and had to start checking the so-called crime box on applications.
But I've always answered that question correctly. I ain't gonna tell no lie. But all these days I've been working. Now I can't get back to work. And I just graduated from the medical school. I'm trying to be a phlebotomist technician. And I sure would like to get a job.
Jones is one of about two dozen people who testified at the committee hearing last week. Councilman Bruce Harrell says the legislation is intended to give a second chance to offenders and reduce recidivism. Indeed, many of the public commenters at the meeting talked about how people's attempts to turn their lives around can be thwarted by unemployment. But some in the business community are upset at the proposal, particularly the portion of the bill that would allow the city's Office of Civil Rights to investigate complaints of discrimination. Employers could be fined if the office determines they've turned someone down for a job solely because of a criminal history. George Allen is the senior vice president of the Seattle Chamber of Commerce.
Embedded in this legislation is a process that allows the city to substitute judgment over employers' decisions and kicks off what could be a burdensome and very costly investigation of employers. This doesn't really set the stage for employers to work closely with the city and the reentry community to open doors of opportunity.
The legislation would allow employers to ask about an applicant's criminal history, but not until after the initial screening. The legislation would not apply to jobs that deal with vulnerable people, including children, the disabled, or the elderly. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.
And I'm David Hyde. Once again, the Seattle City Council is going to vote this afternoon on whether to ban employers from including that criminal history checkbox for new applicants. Joining us now with more is Murph Eamon. She's an attorney at Columbia Legal Services, and she backs this legislation. Murph Eamon, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So why do you support this change?
I think that this could be transformative for people. I think that it could have a tremendous impact. People who are working really hard to rehabilitate themselves would have an opportunity to have their foot in the door and have a chance to get a job. And it would also enhance public safety. People are much less likely to commit another crime if they have work.
What do you think employers, or what will employers need to know about this proposal if it were to pass?
I think employers need to know that they should no longer ask about criminal history or suggest criminal history as a requirement of the job in their advertising, and they simply need to take the question about criminal history off the employment application. And if they look at someone's criminal history after the initial screening process and they think that it will impact their employment in a negative way or create a safety issue, then they don't have to hire that person.
So when can employers look at criminal history and when can't they?
They cannot ask the question on the initial application or ask about it in the initial application process, but as soon as they've done that initial screening, looked through the resumes and thrown everyone out who's not qualified, at that point they can immediately look at a criminal record or ask about a criminal record.
Why include that? I mean, why should it ever be relevant if it's not relevant in the initial screening process?
Well, sometimes it can be relevant in some circumstances. There are many states or cities that only have it for specific jobs, but there are times, and business expressed a concern that, well, I think that this particular crime would be relevant to this particular job. For example, someone who has a recent DUI may not be the best candidate for bus driver. And so in that case, it makes sense. There's a direct relationship between the ability to be a bus driver and the crime of driving while intoxicated.
But if I've got a job and it doesn't involve driving and the person has a DUI, I'm not allowed to make that a part of my decision-making as an employer if this were to pass.
You can after the initial process.
Mm-hmm.
So what this legislation does is it asks for an individual assessment. So rather than saying we're never, ever going to hire anyone with a DUI, even if they will be a janitor and it's not related, employers can no longer do that. But if the conviction or the crime will be related to the ability to perform the job or create a safety risk, then the employers do not have to hire that person.
Okay, but if it's not related to the job that they're going to be doing, then I would not be allowed to take that into account as an employer?
That's correct. Unless you think that it would harm your business assets or your business reputation, the ordinance allows you not to hire someone for that. But generally, if it's not related to the job, then you would not be able to not hire that person, unless, of course, you had another reason for not doing that. They didn't have enough experience or something like that.
Murph Eamon is an attorney at Columbia Legal Services, and she backs legislation that the Seattle City Council is going to be voting on this afternoon about whether or not to ban employers from including that criminal history checkbox for new applicants. I'm wondering, Murph, if other cities have tried this and what's been their experience?
Yes, many other cities have tried that. There's about 50 cities now that have banned the box legislation, and they're all somewhat different. This legislation is unique to Seattle, and and Hawaii has had this on the books since 1998 with no negative problems or no issues with it, and it has helped people get their foot in the door. In Minnesota, for example, they looked back when they banned their box in city employment, and it looked like more folks were able to get in the door and get a job, even though they had a criminal record, because they were otherwise qualified for the position.
All right, let's bring into the conversation now George Allen. He's the Senior Vice President of Government Relations at the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, and the chamber is opposed to making this particular change. George Allen, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So what doesn't the chamber like about this particular proposal that the Seattle City Council is going to be looking at this afternoon?
Well, if I could back up just for a second, having appreciated Murph's comments, I think there's an absolute agreement that people who have sort of had a tough go of it and really want to get back into the workplace, and we recognize absolutely getting a good job is a great step toward an ex-offender basically putting their life back together. And that's where the private industry can be helpful. We realize that people deserve a second chance. I mean, that's sort of Seattle sort of founded on folks looking for second chances, quite honestly. So we agree in that. We agree with the mission and the intent of what Murph and Councilmember Harrell are trying to achieve here. And I have to admit as well that when this legislation first came to the business community in November, it was quite a bit different than what you have here today. There were some issues that we felt were just really too extreme, and so we opposed it as it was originally written, of course. But we feel that through the conversation that the council members, Councilmember Harrell and Murph, have really been a part of, that significant changes were made. And we can talk about that given time, but just know that we've come a long way since the original legislation. But to get to your question, what really is essential in being able, we feel, in being able to provide opportunities for folks that want to put their life back together is the chance for all the stakeholders involved, which would include Murph and the city, special programs that help in the reentry of folks, and, of course, private employers. That creates a collaborative atmosphere. That's where doors will open, opportunities will be provided. And so if there were not sections of this legislation that were more off-putting, such as the regulatory side, the investigatory side, the process, the potential for legal fees as an employer, particularly a small employer, has to defend themselves, I think the legislation could have been much more open and welcome to the employer community. But as such, you have the Seattle Office of Civil Rights and the Human Rights Commission and this whole sort of process really lined out from the very beginning that assumes that an employer may not act in good faith. And I think that puts sort of a dampening effect on what you would hope to be opportunities for employers to provide assistance to people looking for work. Why start it out that way? Why not have a more collaborative approach, one which sort of opens more doors? And if I could...
Wait, I just want to ask a sort of follow-up to that. So what recourse would applicants have if an employer refuses to hire and it's just based on the employee's potential employee's criminal background? What recourse would they have without that government regulatory system in place?
Well, I think those who feel that they have not been treated fairly need to have an opportunity to express that to the city or to a stakeholder group or to someone or some entity that can wave a flag and say, wait a minute, this wasn't exactly done correctly. But if there is not indication or data to support that this is going to happen, why would we start with this sort of extensive process for punishing employers? So there needs to be a place for that person to go, absolutely. And
George Allen is Senior Vice President of Government Relations at the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. I mean, as it is, if an employer decides not to hire somebody on the basis of the fact that, if this were to pass, and an employer doesn't hire somebody based on the fact that they have a criminal background that they don't like, I don't even know how it's going to – how would the city really find out? I mean, how would they even prove it? It seems like it doesn't really have that many teeth as it is.
Well, there are actually some pretty obvious things that an employer could do that the city could see. For instance, if you're on Craigslist and you say felons need not apply, I mean, that's an obvious step in that sort of abridges the intent of this legislation. Or if you find on an application that there is a box that says check here if you've been convicted of a crime, I mean, obviously that's not the intent of the legislation, and the city can find out about it pretty quickly. But a lot, what we're sort of missing here is there are a lot of really well-meaning programs. Pioneer Human Services, the city itself, has one called Career Bridge that takes folks who really want to get back into the game and works with them on a variety of skill levels to introduce them to the employer community. I don't know this scientifically, but that's usually a very good hire, and we support that approach, absolutely. And I would also mention of the cities that do programs such as this, and there are quite a few cities and states that do this, very, very few cities, I think the number is only three, have programs like this that apply to private employers. Typically, they just apply to someone that a municipality or a city might hire.
Right, like San Francisco, I was reading. So, Murph Eamon, what about that? It should be a little bit more, I guess, voluntary, perhaps, and just what are your responses to the chamber's objections?
So first, Mr. Allen mentioned Pioneer Human Services and Career Bridge, and those are great programs. And those two agencies were at the hearing last week, and they support this legislation because they provide all these great services to folks, and folks can still not get a job because they have to check that box. And it's a huge problem. Second, there are no lawsuits. No employer can be sued for not following this ordinance. And, in fact, if they make a mistake the first time, there's no financial penalty. The Seattle Office of Civil Rights works with the employer to educate them about the law and teach them about how to do this in a way that complies with the ordinance. And unlike other laws in this area, the fines are capped. It's $750 capped the second time an employer makes the mistake or violates the law. And the third time, it's up to $1,000. So the financial fines are really minimal.
All right. Well, thanks so much for both of you for joining us. Murph Eamon is an attorney with Columbia Legal Services. George Allen is with the Seattle Chamber of Commerce. Once again, Seattle City Council is voting this afternoon on whether to ban employers from including that criminal history checkbox for new applicants. The City Council meeting today starts at 2 p.m. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.